God of mercy, you are mercy, because you call me into the task and the lifestyle and the wonder of loving people when you know I am not capable of loving people without you. And yet you trust me to do it. You've created me to do it, not of my own will or power, but by yours, of course. Your faithfulness to me is the hum of my life. So help me to hear that hum, to tap into it, when I'd rather stay in bed or not write the sermon or not show up at church, let alone preach or sing or pray or show love to parishioners who seem to have it in for me, or when I mourn to preach a tamed version of the gospel or change my stole so as not to offend. And yet you always offend. Your gospel offends faith that's put anywhere but in you. You send me back to the place where I only see a dead end, and you create new life right at that place where I only saw death. You muddy things up when I'd rather it be split into easy categories of right and wrong. So crack open my heart today to fall in love again with this call to love. Help me to love myself first, because it's all from you, and that's where it all begins, and it's where it all ends. Help me see my people through your eyes, even for the briefest moment. Cast out my fear. Help me to show up as a child of God who believes your love, your word, your mercy actually saves the world. Open my eyes to the miracle that is gathering together to practice loving so that we have a shot at living that love. Help me be newly astounded today by the way you love me through those who are closest to me and love me so well. Help me to see an abundance of love and care within these relationships you've given me to live my life from within them. Thank you. And I pray for all of my colleagues who also dare to preach and to love today. Remind me that I am not alone, and stir up your Holy Spirit within these dear colleagues so they are reminded that they too are not alone. Thank you, God, who is mercy, for choosing to love me. It is always enough. Amen. Okay, dear pastor, dear deacon, dear chaplain, take some good deep breaths. You are not alone. Don't be afraid. God is with you.